Thank you very much, Lisa Flynn. And I'm speaking to you from Preston Bradley Hall under the beautiful Tiffany Dome. This is the venue where we have our weekly Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concerts Wednesday and many other public occasions, including these monthly concerts by the Chicago Chamber Musicians, formerly known as the Chicago Chamber Musicians Ensemble. And they're presenting a journey through a variety of music from the Western Hemisphere. And it's the group Quintet Ataca, presenting music of Eric Oasen, Arturo Marquez, Astor Piazzolla, and Paquito de Rivera. They're going to begin with Eric Oasen's Roaring Fork, a piece that was inspired by the mountains and rivers of the Aspen, Colorado area. Eric Oasen is composer-in-residence with the Orchestra of St. Luke's and a faculty member at the Juilliard School in New York. This Roaring Fork Quintet, an example of lively neoclassicism. It's a well-written piece for these instruments. Coming on stage now, Quintet Ataca, Jennifer Clippert, flute, Erica Anderson, oboe, Barbara Drapcho, clarinet, Colin Anderson, bassoon, Jeremiah Frederick, playing French horn. This ensemble in residence at Music Institute of Chicago, opening their Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, or actually this monthly broadcast of the Chicago Chamber Musicians with music of Eric Oasen. Thank you.
Thank you.
The titles of this piece and its three separate movements will probably be familiar to you if you've ever spent any time in the Aspen, Colorado area. That was the Roaring Fork Quintet, comprising Maroon Creek, Snowmass Lake, and Buckskin Pass, music of Eric Oasen, as we're live from the Cultural Center and this Chicago Chamber Musicians' first Monday concert with Quintet Ataka. Continuing now with something that will draw us out of the Monday morning doldrums, it's called the Midday Dance, or Danza de Mediodía, by Mexican composer Arturo Márquez. This is a piece he wrote for the Mexico City Woodwind Quintet, a result of the composer's interest in the danzón, the official dance of Cuba, which evolved from the habanera and can also still be found in Mexico and Puerto Rico. Some aspects of the habanera can be heard in the Márquez composition. Noon Dance, or Midday Dance, by Arturo Márquez.
Thank you.
I bet you could almost hear the sound of Mexican percussion instruments as you were hearing the lively rhythms of this piece by Arturo Marquez. And that's the idea. The Midday Dance, or Danza de Mediodía, written for Woodwind Quintet, played here live on WFMT by Quintet Ataca in the Chicago Chamber Musicians' first Monday concert. Coming up, we're going to hear a piece by a composer from Cuba who has won Grammys in both the classical and Latin jazz music categories, and next to Argentina and Astor Piazzolla, the great innovator of Nuevo Tango, his Oblivion, one of his more traditional tangos, a long sensuous melody taking turns through all the instruments over the tango rhythm of the bass line. The members of Quintet Ataca, Jennifer Clippert flute, Erica Anderson oboe, Barbara Drapcho playing clarinet, Colin Anderson bassoon, Jeremiah Frederick horn, the ensemble in residence at Music Institute of Chicago, and Live Music Now Ensemble for the International Music Foundation.
Thank you.
An exotic arrangement of Oblivion for wind quintet. And we heard Quintet Ataka playing this music of Astor Piazzolla in the arrangement Jeff Scott made for wind instruments. They're going to wind up their Preston Bradley Hall concert with music from the winner of 11 Grammy Awards, Paquito de Rivera, a celebrated composer for both his artistry in Latin jazz and his achievements as a classical composer, born in Havana, Cuba. And he takes his inspiration here from a Mexican folk dance, the huapango, broadening the rhythmic and harmonic scope of the source material, balancing old and new with his usual panache. And he even changed the spelling for a North American audience from H-U-A-P to W-A-P-A-N-G-O. Huapango by Paquito de Rivera. Here's Quintet Ataka live on WFMT. Perhaps the perfect example of Paquito de Rivera's ability to meld varied musical traditions into a cohesive whole. That was his piece called Huapango, and we heard it played here in Preston Bradley Hall by Quintet Ataka in this Chicago Chamber Musicians' first Monday concert. These come to you live on WFMT each month from Preston Bradley Hall here in Chicago's Cultural Center. And making it possible for the sounds of Quintet Ataka to be heard on your radio, our technical producer, Mary Mazurek. I'm Dennis Moore. Thanks for joining us, and we return you now to the WFMT studios.